Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story is told by Sarah Ross.
In July 2011.
Where the theme was work.
Hi. So it never occurred to me that I'd have to go on the dole. Not because I think I'm amazing, but because kind of things had always worked out. I'd gone to university. I got a job straight out of university, quite a good job. I freelanced for a bit, jobs kind of came up, but then last October, things stopped working out for me a bit, and kind of after kind of reluctantly kind of going to job agencies and stuff, nothing was coming up, and so after talking to my mother, she suggested I go on the dole in order to be able to eat. And so I thought, good plan, I'm going to do that. So my local dole office is Brixton, and it's not as grim as you'd think. There's primary coloured furniture. There's effective and very friendly security guards, and lots of pamphlets about qualifications you can do, and apparently you can do an MVQ in hip-hop dancing, which I'm not qualified for, which is a shame. So anyway, I went there, and I was sort of a bit nervous about being there and a little bit depressed about the fact that this is what my life had come to. And I was given a dole officer. I don't know if you get given a dole officer, but I was given a dole officer. Anyway, we'll call her Miss Hurst for the sake of anonymity. And Miss Hurst was had the sunken eyes of and posture of someone that hated their job, and also just hated people, and as it turned out, hated me. She was sort of dour, and she was kind of misanthropic and monosyllabic, and she kind of reminded me of Eeyore. From Winnie the Pooh, if Eeyore had moved to Brixton and turned into a middle-aged woman. She sat me down and I gave her my paperwork, and she asked me what I do, and I told her, and I said, I'm a communication specialist, and I work with documentary filmmakers and NGOs, and I'm also an events producer. And I quite arrogantly thought, ha, bet you haven't heard that today. And I thought that would perk her up. Didn't care. She was just like, all right. And then she proceeded to say to me, as you can appreciate, in the current circumstances, employers can choose whoever they want. Now, after 6 months, we will escalate your claim, which means you'll have to come here every week. I should also add that after 6 months, it becomes very difficult, if not nearly impossible, to find employment. So you should consider your options more carefully. And I thought, how does she know that I'm not one of the very best people? And also, that's a shame. And I kind of had naively gone to the job centre thinking that, you know, they'd be a bit empathetic, and because unemployment is actually horrible, and a bit sympathetic, and I wasn't expecting a high five, but I wasn't expected to tell me I was fucked. So then she said to me, "Have you been to the job point?" And I said, "No." And the job point is this hygienically questionable touchscreen computer that is like thick with the smears of fried chicken, and it's not conducive to wanting to find a job, you know, like it's not. So anyway, she said, "You need to print off two jobs and then come back to me with the jobs you printed off." So I went through, and there wasn't really anything applicable to me. But one job that did come up repeatedly was nightclub photographer in St Albans. I do take photographs, but I don't like nightclubs and I don't live in St Albans. So I was like, I'm not going to print anything off. So I didn't. And I went back and she said, "Have you printed anything off?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Well, you're supposed to print two things off." And I said, "Well, there's nothing that I'm going to apply for." And she said, "Well, you have to print the two things off." So I said, OK, I'll go back and I'll print two things off. So I kind of found things that were relatively applicable, but I wasn't going to apply for them because I don't want to be a nightclub photographer in St Albans. Yeah. So I printed two things off and I gave them to her. And she said, "Right, so you're going to apply for these." And I said, "No, you told me to print two things off. I'm not going to apply for them." And she said, "But you're going to apply for them." And I said, "No, I'm not going to apply for them." And she said, "I said, you told me to print them off." And she said, "So you're going to apply for them. We will do spot checks." And I just said, "Yes, yes, I'm going to apply for them." And to me, that was the most depressing thing about this whole experience. And I was signed on for maybe 2 months. That you have to go through these hoops and you have to tell them what they want to hear, and in order for them to tick the right boxes. And I don't want to criticise them for that because they're part of the same cycle and the same system, and they're just doing their job. And I was just trying to find one. It's not, you know, she was just doing her job. But after kind of maybe 2 months, I decided that it was just too depressing being told that I needed to reevaluate my expectations. So I stopped going, and then eventually a letter came through my door and I got a P45 and I'd been sacked from the Dole. I'd been sacked from being unemployed, which is an achievement in itself. But it kind of made me think that, you know, kind of seriously, like long-term unemployment is endemic in certain parts of the country, and I can kind of understand why. If you're told often enough that you're never going to find a job, then I guess you just stop looking. Anyway, after maybe 9 months, I did get a job. And I wanted to say that if any of you meet an Eeyore in a job centre or anywhere and they tell you that you can't find a job, don't listen to them, because that could be the biggest mistake you'll ever make.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Matt Till at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.